Welcome back here to Cowan's Drugstore. Max is covered on a Saturday morning edition of Sports Talk with the Coach's Corner. And we're happy to have with us here from Western Boone Stars head coach Justin Pelly. Coach Pelly, good morning. How are you?
Doing well, Scott. How are you?
I'm doing good. Always good to get a chance to visit with you, talk about how the kids performed last night. Stars have now won two in a row after dropping a close contest to North Montgomery. They've come back to defeat Frankfort. And then they took on a pretty good Southmont team last night on the road, winning last night 29-6. Just give me your overall impressions of how your kids performed last night, Justin.
Oh, it was a team win last night. Southmont, they're a lot like us. So it's, you know, we had to go to some different kids last night. You know, a couple of our kids went down early in the first half last night. We had to put some kids in there without much varsity experience. So it was good to see kids like Luke Atkins, you know, play middle linebacker. Corden Bush play some center fours. Jake Smith ran the ball. Just several kids, but it was all across the board. You know, offense, defense, special teams. I thought it was a complete game last night for us. We're still making too many mistakes, too many penalties. Other than that, it was a hard-fought game, and the score does not indicate, you know, really how close that game was.
Again, we're talking here with Coach Pelly on this edition of the Coach's Corner. So what was the scouting report on Southmont?
Well, you look in the mirror, and you see the same offense, and you see the same defense, and which can be good, but it can be bad, too, because if they're running your stuff, they probably know how to stop you. And for a defensive standpoint, we're in that boat too with them. So, you know, from an offensive standpoint, it's kind of tough because Coach Hannon and I, we were both, you know, flex bone guys. So, and he's been the same. You know, he's run the offense for 15 years or so, as long as he's been at Southmont anyway. And when you run the offense, you know how to stop the offense. So it makes it a pretty interesting chess match where, you know, it's the typical grind it out 3 yards in a cloud of dust doesn't always work against each other. So you kind of have to rely on the big plays sometimes.
And was that one of the differences in the game last night?
I think it was a lot of the difference in the game last night. We were able to get a score early, and then we come back around. You know, we get the ball back on a turnover. Our defense did a great job last night. We forced four turnovers, maybe five. And we throw, you know, after one play after that, we throw a reverse to Marcus Fortner, and he takes it to the house for, you know, 50, and that put us up two scores. But, you know, most of our scores, not most of them, but a couple of them came from midfield. So I think that's the separation. You know, that's what separates you, because we turned the ball over twice last night in the red zone within the 15. So, you know, that tells you that things buckled down there, and especially because your playbook, it's very limited when you're inside the 10. Well, like I told you, when they know our offense, we know how to stop it and this and that, it's really hard. So you kind of have to, it's easier to score from further back against those guys than it is to march you down inside the 10 and just keep getting 2-3 yards at a time.
Again, we're talking with Coach Pelly here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. What was the score at halftime, Coach, if you can remember?
It was 16-0 at halftime, and we were without a couple starters, so we knelt on it. You know, we didn't try to take any chances. We had about 45 seconds to go in the first half. We were probably on our 40, so a lot of times we just started to go, but we just needed to get out of there and regroup a little bit and not make any mistakes and cost ourselves any points last night. So 16-0, that was a good cushion, but I didn't know if it would be enough.
Mm-hmm. So as far as personnel, how much of a change did you make from the first half to the second half when you had that time to evaluate things?
Well, it's just little things. But Corden Bush, for example, hadn't played center in 2 years, and he comes in and plays center last night for a little bit. It's just the injuries that we suffered were just kind of game-time injuries, if you will, kind of tweaked ankles that it just too painful to put any pressure on. So hopefully we get those guys back this week. But Luke Atkins, you know, playing in the middle. So being able to – that changes your whole game plan, though. When you take a, you know, a center and a linebacker, running back, and you have to put new guys in there, that kind of – you have to do what they can do well. And so the game plan, you know, from the week really goes out the window, and you got to get back to what you do. So – that's what really halftime was about, was just kind of regrouping and seeing, you know, you got 15 minutes to figure out what your best option is moving forward.
Southmont get the ball to begin the second half?
They did. And our defense came up huge. We got a stop, and that's what we were looking for. Now, we kind of sputtered on offense a little bit right off the gate. We went three and out a couple times in the second half. So we just had to kind of tweak and see where we were comfortable or not comfortable. It wasn't very comfortable last night at all, but where we were better suited, you know, what personnel we were better suited to play with, what we were trying to do, what they were trying to do to us. So we went three and out a couple times, which had me concerned, but the defense just continued to step up.
You led 16-0 at halftime, as you mentioned. When did you really start to develop some space between yourself and Southmont?
Well, we got in the penalty game again, so we've got to figure that out. I mean, it's not just one kid, it's several kids that we moved backwards quite a bit last night. You know, on the next, probably the third possession of the second half, we just kept moving backwards. And credit to Brandon Potter, he stood in there. Brandon Potter takes a lot from me. I'm pretty hard on him. Hard on all our quarterbacks, but he stood in the pocket last night and made some great throws. Carson Saunders caught a big one, you know, down the right side, and then we were able to kind of chunk. Well, and then it ends up at 4th and 3 from about the 40. And Philip Talbot had a heck of a game last night. He's our kicker. He's our punter. Had a couple touchbacks last night. Put one, you know, he punted and pinned him on the 1-yard line last night one time. And then we faked the punt with him, and he ran it in. We were just trying to get a first down. We were trying to make 3 yards. He made 37 yards and took it to the end zone. So that was the cushion that we kind of needed. I still wasn't comfortable after that, but it was been a 3-score game, and that helped a lot.
And that was late in the third quarter when you got that score?
Right, that was late in the third quarter.
Okay. Did you score again, or was that the final margin, 29-6 at that point?
We scored one more time. Okay. Jake Smith scored at the very end of the fourth quarter. And Jake Smith, another kid that didn't get many carries all year, you know, when you got a kid like Cannon running the ball, he's going to get most of the carries. And so when he gets most of the carries, you're going to get most of practice time. But Jake Smith was able to carry the load last night, and he did a great job behind our line. And we scored with a couple minutes to go in the fourth quarter.
And so the Stars go on again to win 29-6 over Southmont. So you look at the overall record, the Stars now stand at 5-2 on the season with two more games left to be played before you start thinking about the state tournament. Anything else you'd like to say about your kids' performance last night, Coach?
No, I'm just proud of them. I mean, we had a heck of a night last night, and I think we found out a lot about ourselves. There's some wins that are good wins. You know, you remember some of them, but I'll remember this one because just several kids. Marcus Fortner had a heck of a night last night too, but just an overall team. You know, we talked about Luke Jackson. I talked about Luke Jackson last week, same deal. Nothing that, you know, would stand out in the paper or anything like that, but a guy that just plays his heart out. Carter Markham's the same way. We watched film last night and just kept repeating, you know, plays that he was making that you don't see live all the time. So I'm just proud of our kids for a team win. I'm proud of our coaches. Dave Burke, you know, helps with our strength stuff, or he does all of our strength stuff and our special teams. He had a great game plan with Ryan Baird, you know, for a special team standpoint, a fake punt that kind of separated us last night. And then our defense, obviously, you know what I think, Coach Bruins, Coach Gadberry and those guys. So it was a fun night.
Well, you mentioned the defense. I want to get your thoughts on this. You held them to just 37 yards and just giving up the one score last night.
The one score was 99 yards. There was a 99-yard bomb when Talbot pinned them on their one in the third quarter. We were licking our chops there, and they threw it up, and guy made a great throw, great catch, and they took it 99 yards. For a touchdown. So if you erase that 99 yards, our defense was pretty stout last night.
That's amazing.
Like I said, that game was a little bit different than what people think.
So again, the Stars get the victory last night, 29-6. As I mentioned, two games left to go. One more road game in the regular season, and that's coming up the first Saturday or first Friday in October. You make the trip to Danville, take on the Warriors. Should be a fun contest for the two schools.
Yeah, we'll head out there. I'm not really sure. We're going to go in this morning and try to figure it out a little bit, see what they have, what we have, see how our kids are doing. Go to some youth football games this morning and our JV football games. So that's what we got rolling, and I'm excited for it. It's week eight, and it feels like week eight. So it's outside. It's pretty nice, though. I'll tell you that. We've been lucky with weather, but the grind of it feels like week eight. So it's fun.
Once again, joining us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner, Western Boone Stars head coach Justin Pelley. Again, Stars victors last night over Southmont by a final score of 29-6. Coach Pelley, thanks for your time, and good luck against the Warriors.
Appreciate it, Scotty. Have a good day.
I will. You too. Again, Coach Pelley with us here on this segment of the Coach's Corner. A break, and we'll be back to wrap it up. This is the Coach's Corner on Radio Mom.